Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Because I think it's pronounced like it's noodles. Goodles. You think it's good, but I think goodles, like noodles.
Goodles sounds like goo.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably goodles get at us.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we'll talk about Goodall's Vegan is Believin' White Cheddar Mac and Cheese and try Kroger's Private Selection Dark Chocolate Sea Salt Truffles, which are accidentally vegan. I will also regale Dave with a tale of my visit to the Creamy Spot, which was not on the script.
Which is not on the script. Great job. The second time's the charm.
Yes.
If you insist on doing the intro, do the script so that my name is there at the top.
Oh, yeah.
It says, I'm Becky Streepy. They're making me do work to try and rewire what is on the script, what's on your sacred script.
It's true. Think of the script as more of a rough outline.
Emphasis on rough. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm grumpy today.
Me too.
I'm grumpy today. I'm a little grumpy today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't get at me for being grumpy like that's some sort of attack or jab because I'm open about it.
Yeah. You're openly grumpy.
Yeah. The holiday, and do not call the episode Dave is Grumpy or some shit like that. You've been writing it down. You can write it down.
No, it's fine. You said not to, and so I won't.
Is that the spell? Is that the magic of it? Is if I call you on it, you won't do it?
Not always.
Not always. Sometimes I'll do it to just be my little stubborn self.
So you are grumpy.
You're grumpy too.
We're grumpy. There's something in the air.
It's holiday bullshit is in the air.
Yeah, we're grumpy. It's the holidays and we're mad about it.
No, do you want to address the fact that we just did not do an episode last week?
Yeah, we sure didn't. Y'all, we ran out of time. Even if we had recorded, which we forgot to do, I wouldn't have had time to edit this last week anyway. I was shooting too many things in 1 week. So it was kind of a relief when we forgot to record because I was like, when would I have edited this?
We forgot to record. You keep saying we collectively forgot to record. We had a plan. Wednesday.
Yes.
Evening.
And then I left.
And then you left to go skating.
Yeah.
So what's new?
What's new is I went to a holiday skating party.
Okay.
And it was magical.
Yeah.
I repped Hanukkah. I bought a shirt that says dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I was the only person there that was repping Hanukkah, so I was glad I did it. It was really, really fun. Just lots of people that I know and love hanging out with. And we all skated, and we had a big, fun time.
You didn't call it the roller disco.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it was the roller disco.
That's what it said in the calendar.
It did say that in the calendar. They called it the holiday party on their flyers and stuff.
Okay.
But it was my skate club that organizes it, not me, the people who actually do stuff. All I do is go and skate. That's my role. But yeah. The people who are actually like planned this, and they did a great job and it was awesome. The music was really good. I think they had a different DJ this time, or if it was the same DJ, definitely was given some different direction on the music because it was like a little bit more varied, I think, style wise, which was really fun. And the lights were great as always. My only complaint is that this particular rink has these lights in their like, it like scatters light. This, I don't know what kind of a filter they're using, but it scatters light and they have two of them pointing different directions and spinning different directions.
Okay.
So on the floor, if you look down and you're standing still, you feel like you're moving. And it is really weird. It is a very, especially on wheels when sometimes you do just start rolling, you know, you're like, oh no, I ended a couple conversations because I was like, what is happening?
Huh.
I have to go. It's very weird.
Yeah, I don't know that I would do well with that.
Well, usually this rink leaves the white lights, like the fluorescence on.
Okay.
But for the disco, they don't do that because who wants that kind of lighting? They need to just turn off one of those lights that move and it would be fine. It's really weird. It's only if you're in the middle where you practice tricks that this happens. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're skating the perimeter, you're fine. But if you go in the middle of the practice and you're talking to somebody, like maybe you did a spin and you fell and they were like, oh, you know, if you do this with your arm, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're rolling backwards. It's really bizarre.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you had fun?
I did. I had so much fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
How are you?
Besides
grumpy.
I'm good. I'm just trying to get it all taken care of before the holidays so we can take a little bit of time off. Yeah. I am pretty boring these days. I'm not skating and I'm not doing much of anything. Because it's raining so much. I can't go on my runs. Can't do anything. So
you have two holiday parties this week.
Well, there were holiday parties though.
But still, like, you like some of your coworkers.
I do. Yeah. But it's still.
Yeah.
I have to go to one instead of our son's band performance, which is the last one of elementary school. So it's kind of a drag in that regard, you know?
You don't think there'll be a spring one?
I don't know. It'll be the last holiday one.
That's true.
So it's just kind of.
Yeah.
Got them holiday blues.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Too much to do.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah. Well, at least one of us is disco-y. One of us is. Hey.
Hey.
It's okay to be depressed.
It is. I support you.
Okay. I did go see a movie yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Which was also a production.
It really was.
To find the time to go see a movie. I ate a whole large popcorn, which, again, depression, and a large cherry Coke, which is just me living my best life. And then I got a refill, which made me feel terrible for the rest of the day. But I went and saw Napoleon, the Ridley Scott Napoleon movie with Joaquin Phoenix playing the title role of Napoleon Bonaparte. Bonaparte.
Bone you apart.
You might recognize him as the world leader from the 19th century, the 18th and 19th century.
Yeah. We're going to bone apart.
We're going to bone apart?
I don't know. It sounded Go like, on. I don't know.
Keep
Instead
going.
Of boning together. No,
right.
Forget it. I don't know. I didn't have anything. I thought maybe by the time I said it, I'd have a next thing, but I don't.
Well, I'll tell you that this movie did involve a lot of boning apart because he is a world leader. He's traveling. As Josephine stays home.
Oh, I see.
There's a lot of boning apart happening.
Oh dear.
Well, I mean, if that's the deal.
Yeah, I guess if that's the deal.
But it wasn't.
Oh, no.
You fell into my trap.
I did. You got
fell
me.
Fell into my trap. So I went and saw that. A friend of mine was in the lobby, and it was nice to see her. And then she was going to the movie, too. And she said, you can sit with us if you want. And I said, no, I will not. I'll not do that. I spread out. I intentionally book the seat that has empty seats on either side so I can put my popcorn in one of the empty seats and my jacket in the other empty seat. And I also like to roll around like I'm in bed during the movie. I should not be visible during the movie to anybody who knows me. I'll do it to a stranger.
Right, of course.
Like there was a stranger two seats over and I was like, get ready for this.
Yeah.
Get ready to see this. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you'll see. But I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Alien.
Yeah. Napoleon.
What?
I mean the subject matter, not the name of the movie.
Yes, the guy famously known for Alien and Napoleon.
I'm saying the topic is interesting because he was an interesting old dude.
Who, Ridley Scott?
Yes.
I got a problem on my Google on my phone where this is probably a me thing, but when I Google a new thing, it doesn't replace the old thing there unless I go in and delete the old thing. So if I start a new search, I have to delete whatever my old search was.
That's weird.
It's weird. It's probably a bug. But what happened was I was Googling Ben Carson earlier today for some reason. Because I want to find out where I want to put my donations this election cycle.
Right, you know? Of course.
I want to take stock. But then later in the day, I was driving to the Grant Park Farmers Market and I wanted to get that location nailed down. So I went to Google Grant Park Farmers Market, and the Google result that it sent, because I was not disciplined, was Ben Carson Grant Park Farmers Market.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It appends whatever you're... That's so weird. Yeah.
And just now while we were talking, I wanted to do something else instead of talk instead. And I went to look up a picture of Ridley Scott. And what I did was Google searched roller disco Ridley Scott. Which did not pull up any productive results.
Oh. But what if it had? That would have been fun. Ridley Scott at a roller disco.
Or making a roller disco movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he looks like. It looks like the kind of guy who would do Alien and Napoleon.
Yeah, it does.
You know he did other movies though, right?
Yes.
Like what?
Aliens.
No, James Cameron.
Oh, man.
James Cameron, like, breakthrough.
Oh.
I guess Terminator. Was Terminator before Aliens?
You're asking the wrong
streaky. Hey, dorks, get at us. Hey, you fucking dorks. Blade Runner?
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll give you another one.
Oh, you want me to give you another one?
Yeah. I'll give you a hint.
Facebook?
I'm giving a thumbs down.
Was it the Facebook movie?
Okay. Stop. Put your phone away. I'll give you a... All right, this isn't more Napoleon than Alien, okay?
Okay.
Thumbs down.
John McCain.
No.
Who was that guy? I forget which guy that was.
The guy who gave the thumbs down?
Yeah, that guy.
In American politics?
Yeah.
Okay, John McCain.
Okay, I was right.
He didn't make a John McCain movie?
No, I didn't.
Why would that be number three?
I don't know. I'm trying.
All right. I'll give you another hint. I'm not lying when I say he's a good filmmaker. I'm giving a thumbs down again to the listener.
Wizard of Oz.
You think that Ridley Scott made The Wizard of Oz in 1939?
I don't know what you're doing. But there's a lion in The Wizard of Oz.
All right.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
No.
And this is how you feel about the Winter Queen.
What? No, the Winter Queen can get it. The Winter Queen can get it.
Yes, she can.
You don't want to write that one down? The Winter Queen can get it. No, I like the Winter Queen. No, this one, all right. Oh, here's another hint.
Crinkle Lion.
No. What am I doing to these papers? What sound are they making?
ASMR Lion.
I'm rustling the papers.
Russell Crow. The Crow.
And God damn it, no. You think Russell Crowe is in The Crow?
No, I thought you were trying to get me to.
Russell Crowe was great. You did. That was incredible. Now I'm shaking my thumb down, up and down.
I need you to just tell me. Right. I'm never going to get it.
Napoleon.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs down.
Now remind
me. I'm not lying.
The lion disagrees.
Are you not entertained? Gladiator.
Gladiator. Gladiator, of course.
Becky. Gladiator. That was the one you got. No, actually, I had to tell you Russell, and then you got Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Right, I could have gone Russell Brand.
I got another one for you. This one's upcoming. All right.
Oh, no. I'm all never right? going to. Okay.
You will get this one.
It's going to go just as well as, oh, thumbs down, Nixon.
All right. I'm holding He's two doing fingers the peace up sign. And doing a thumbs down.
That seems like Nixon to me. He sucks, but he did this peace sign thing. Russell.
This couldn't be a softer ball.
The Russell.
I'm not lying when I say this is coming out next year.
I just don't know.
Gladiator 2. God damn it. It's Gladiator 2.
Oh, it's 2. The number 2.
Yes, I'm holding up. I'm doing the exact same hints and holding up a number 2.
I saw a peace
Gladiator
sign.
2.
It really got stuck on the whole Nixon thing. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Oh, this episode's going all right. So no, well.
This it finally got good. Okay, I'll do one more for you.
Oh, great.
One more for you.
I can't wait.
You've seen this one.
Oh.
You've seen this one.
Sweet.
Okay. I'm pointing way up.
Up in the air.
No.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Mic.
I'm pointing at my mic, which is different from your mic. How?
It's red. Red sky, red in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Martian?
Hey, yes.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Everybody, I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you for that one. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, we're having fun now.
Yeah.
It's slow to warm up.
We did it. But then we did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we
yeah.
at 37 minutes yet?
Mm-hmm.
Because we could probably end the year on this note.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, this is a breaking early segment of Talking Toe News.
I can't wait.
I know we usually do other stuff before we get to the toe news, but had to break in at this point with an article about, where is it? Here we go. All right. Hey, this is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. This one is from plantbasednews.org, December 1st, 2023 by Adam Protz, P-R-O-T-Z. Give Adam that click. It's a 4-minute read. You got time. Joaquin Phoenix wore a plant-based hat for Napoleon.
Whoa!
Joaquin Phoenix, known for his animal activism as well as his acting work. Oscar-winning actor and vegan activist Joaquin Phoenix requested to have a vegan hat made for the filming of Napoleon, as he wasn't willing to wear a hat made from sheep's wool created especially for the film. The historical epic movie based on the life of Napoleon Bonaparte has grossed blah, blah, blah for a worldwide total of blah, blah, blah. Phoenix stars as the titular Napoleon Bonaparte, and the biopic charts his rise to power as French emperor and military commander, as well as his tempestuous relationship with Empress Josephine, portrayed by Vanessa Kirby. Directed by Ridley Scott, your guy.
Oh,
your
I'm guy. A big fan. I know all of his movies
yeah.
immediately yeah. by yep. name. My recall on them yep. is
you
incredible.
You want to do one more? Because I've got...
Oh, gosh.
You no. want to demonstrate that for the listener?
No, the listener's okay. seen it.
Phoenix consulted with costume designer David Crossman on the issue of the bicorn hat, one of the most iconic parts of Napoleon's famed regal dress. A specialist in military clothing, Crossman said he had a mini panic about the hats in an interview with the New York Times, which were made from wool. One of Napoleon Bonaparte's
got me.
One of Napoleon Bonaparte's original felt wool recently sold in a French auction for $2.1 million. I just felt it's going to be a problem of what to make the iconic hat out of because it's going to be all about the hat, Crossman said, knowing Phoenix doesn't wear any animal products as part of his vegan lifestyle. He managed to source a solution, however. They constructed the large and opulent hats from a fabric that uses tree bark originating in Uganda, meaning the hats were completely animal and cruelty-free. I thought, oh good, we're out of trouble, Crossman said. I was just so worried it was going to be some polyester synthetic thing, but it gave us a lot of lovely surface texture on the hat. The article goes on to discuss Joaquin Phoenix's vegan advocacy, some horse riding controversy from the movie, but I thought topical.
Very topical.
Because I was just talking about how I went to go see Napoleon.
Yeah, you were.
And now Joaquin Phoenix is the lead. He plays Napoleon.
And here we are talking about his hat.
He's known for his hat.
Yeah, that hat is iconic.
Napoleon wears it in the Ziggy Piggy as he eats the large sundae.
Yeah, he does.
Wears it. Does he wear it at the water park?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Would be pretty funny if he wore it at the water park. Of course, are talking about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Here, we're just going to watch the sequence. All right, he's sneaking in with some children.
No hat, everyone.
No hat. Hatless. No hat. Hatless. Hold on. Mon Dieu. What does Mon Dieu mean?
My God.
Ah. All right, now he's wearing a swim cap. Where did he get that?
And an old-timey, or is that his underthings?
I think it's an old-timey bathing suit. All right, he's enjoying himself on the ride. All right, now he's pushing kids out of the way to ride it again.
Still no hat.
Let's see how it ends. Because I think the other thing is these movies aren't known for their consistency. And the girls are doing it.
Yeah, and they're leaving.
Okay. So no hat at the water park. Does wear a hat at the Ziggy Piggy.
Yes.
One of the things that delighted me about seeing Napoleon by Ridley Scott in theaters yesterday, hat related, is that at the Battle of Waterloo, he gets a whole shot in his hat. Like somebody comes that close to killing him. And he's got a little hole in his hat.
Aww.
And the whole time, I had already seen this article. The whole time I was like, that's a vegan hat. So yeah, this is, what do you think? What do you think about Joaquin Phoenix? What do you think about some of his other roles?
Really feeling put on the spot. Listener, I got to tell you, this is not my forte.
Yeah.
I like to watch stuff, but I'm not good at who's in what and what else they were in. Etc.
Do you remember that movie about the guy who falls in love with his AI?
Yeah.
And Scarlett Johansson is the AI? The voice? That was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, I liked that.
All right.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. That was Talking Toe Views, Toe News, but a little bit of a hybrid there. We didn't really do a Toe Views.
It was like a View News.
It was like a what?
View News.
A View News, huh?
Yeah.
You gotta get in the theaters more. You gotta see these movies more. I know you don't like movies. We can watch them at home. You can get up and pee whenever you want.
Okay, great.
You can't even make it through a 1 hour show at this point, though.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Last night, we were watching something, and I fell asleep.
Something. Watching The Curse. Fielder, Emma Stone.
Very funny.
Benny Safdie.
So good. Not an indictment of The Curse at all, which I'm really enjoying.
Well, 6 minutes to go in the episode, I look over.
Ugh.
Saw on logs.
I was struggling, and I knew it, but I was like, I feel like we're wrapping up.
Just tell me.
I thought I could make it. And I almost did.
I don't know when you fell asleep is the thing. I only know when I caught you.
I had just fallen asleep.
You always think that.
Well, yeah, that's true. It always feels that way.
Yes, that's what sleep is.
I always feel like I could do it.
But you can't. You demonstrably can't.
I know.
So just tell me and then we'll save it for another time.
Yeah. I gotta work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Can I tell you about this ice cream I had?
You gonna tell me about the creamy spot?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So last week, as we discussed, I went to a roller disco, but the night before I went to a different roller skating party. This one was on the West End. It was inside of Best End Brewing, which is it's in a part of town that has a lot of like little local breweries. Mm-hmm. But Best End Brewing inside, they have this amazing polished concrete floor in one of their bar areas. And there is a local there's a local guy that has been throwing skate parties there. This is the second one. He was planning more. If you're local, I will definitely share about the next one because it's an awesome space with great vibes. And the creamy spot is inside of Best End Brewing. They have a little stand in there, and they're usually are not open this late. The party went from 9 p.m. to, it turns out, 1 a.m. They usually close at like 9 or 10, maybe even earlier. I rolled up to the counter because I heard they had ice cream, and I was like, let me see if there's vegan ice cream, because a lot of times there'll at least be like a vanilla. So I rolled up, and it was all vegan ice cream. I was looking at their hours and talking to the lady, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm just staying open tonight because of the party. And I think she sold a lot of ice cream. I saw a lot of people eating ice cream.
Is this the only location for the creamy spot is inside of Best End Brewing?
I believe so, but let me check. I actually have been following them on Instagram for a minute. It all, when she said everything was vegan, things started to click in my mind, you know? But let me go on their Instagram. I've been wanting to go there for a while. Yes, inside Best End Brewing. And she does pop-ups too. Like, I've seen her at some like markets and stuff, but I've never gotten her ice cream before. But I got it this night at the party. She had a chocolate, was it a chocolate peanut butter? She had this really interesting chocolate one that sounded really good, but I went with the vanilla because I wanted to get a bunch of toppings. And I felt like the toppings would get lost on the chocolate because there was already a lot going on. So I got the vanilla ice cream with Biscoff cookie crumbles and chocolate hard shell. It was an expensive cup of ice cream.
Yeah.
It was also an enormous amount of ice cream. I had been skating for hours. I was very hungry when I ordered this ice cream. Could not finish it. Definitely shareable. So with that in mind, it's actually a pretty decent price for the amount of ice cream that you get.
How much was it?
With the two toppings, it was like, and I tipped. Oh, but I think, but not counting the tip, it was like $9.50.
Okay. That's not bad.
No?
That's not expensive.
For ice cream with two toppings, felt expensive.
For essentially a large ice cream?
Yeah, I guess it was a large. I didn't know when I paid that it was going to be so big. I got, that's their small. I got their small, and it was humongous. Anyway, a very generous serving. The ice cream, the vanilla ice cream itself was delightful. It was obviously sweet because it's ice cream, but it was like nice and creamy, a great texture. No like weird flavor. You know how sometimes non-dairy stuff will have a weird flavor. This just tasted like vanilla ice cream with a great texture, and then the crunchy Biscoff cookies were like nice and cinnamony, and then the chocolate hard shell. The chocolate hard shell was so good that I was starting to get full, and so my focus became just eat all the chocolate hard shell. Huh. And listener, I accomplished my goal.
Yeah.
And I would do it again. It was very fun. It's a cute space. They have like two bar areas, one that had the skating in it, and then there was like a back area with seating and stuff. I'm assuming there's seating in the front area too that they moved out to make room for us to skate. Otherwise, it would just be a very large empty space.
This hybridization of skating content and vegan food content is really pushing me out of the margins.
What?
Into the margins.
You should have come.
As a contributor to this podcast.
It was so fun. It was very late, though. It went super late.
It did go super late.
I came home and
created a catastrophe.
And the worst part of it for me was that I thought I was doing so great because I came in, I got the alarm immediately. It beeped like twice. I got the alarm super quick because before I opened the door, I was like, okay, it's go time. We're going to stealth. We're not going to wake up the house. But the alarm goes off when you open the door. That's just part of it. Yeah. So I hit it real quick, got the alarm off, tiptoed into the front bathroom where I had already put my pajamas and toothbrush and everything, brushed my teeth, took a quick shower, put on my pajamas. Then I peeked into the kid's room on my way to our room and saw that he was not in his bed. And I was like, okay, he's in my bed.
He had rushed into our bed because he thought somebody was breaking into the house.
Did not know that. Yeah. What I thought was, because he'll get in our bed sometimes. So yeah. I thought he was just in there. And so I was like, I'm going to creep into our room. I'm going to get my Kindle and then I'm going to sleep in the kid's bed. I won't wake up anybody else because I had toss and turn a little getting snuggled down and cozy to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And so I was reading my Kindle about, I was starting to fall asleep when I heard the pitter-pat of little feet. And then he tried to get in the bed with me in his twin-sized bunk bed. And I was like, no, 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 no. This cannot happen. This is not safe. We can't do this.
Yeah.
And then it became like 45 minutes of musical beds before we got it all figured out. But it turns out I scared him when the alarm went off. He thought it was a robber.
Yep.
So the whole time that I was sneakily taking a shower and like thought I was being so stealthy.
So proud of yourself.
I really thought that I had pulled it off.
Yeah.
And I had just, it was, I blew it from the get-go just by walking in the door.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
It's not. But I really, I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I was like, you pulled this off.
The only crime was hubris here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's true.
And the only victim.
Was the whole house.
Was me.
Well, no, all of us really.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Can you be a victim of your own crime?
No. I was real tired the next day.
And I think you, I wouldn't call the child a victim here.
I woke him up and scared
the fear,
him.
Yeah, the fear. But then he became just an agent of the same thing you were doing.
Chaos. We were both just chaos agents. And Dave was like, I'm just trying, to sleep on a Wednesday.
I gotta work tomorrow at normal people hours.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. But I got to enjoy some really great ice cream. We should go back there and get that ice cream together.
But you can't skate.
No, but we could enjoy the ice cream.
Are you capable of doing just the ice cream and not the skating part? I know.
I'll look into my heart and make a decision.
Well, what you are capable of is cutting to an ad break. And we'll be right back where we talk about Goodall's noodles.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu, where we are going to eat something new. I'm still David Streepy. So I'm at Target shopping for the family. No, getting my COVID booster.
Mm.
And they make you stick around for 15 minutes.
They only made me stay for 5.
I guess they care more whether I'm okay.
I guess so. They're like, she doesn't buy enough stuff.
Yeah.
5 minutes
for you.
It's
like a casino. They see your spend and they're like, oh no, treat this person special.
Like, you can just go. It's fine. Yeah.
No, you're fine. You get coffee. Okay. So I didn't have to sit in the pharmacy for 15 minutes, but they were like, you need to be stay in the store for 15 minutes. So I went shopping and I came across a set of mac and cheese, like pretty mac and cheese boxes. Mm-hmm. And I like to look at things.
Me too, especially when they're pretty.
Looking's free.
Looking is free. Well, except when it becomes not free.
What do you mean?
Well, when looking leads to buying, then it wasn't free.
Then it's not looking anymore.
That's true.
It's buying.
You're right.
Looking's free. Buying will cost you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they are always saying.
Well, it's shortened to looking's free because we all understand that purchasing something requires money. So looking's free. And I like to look at packaging. I like to look at cereal boxes. I like to look at like chips and cracker designs. Like, I like to do that.
You do. You enjoy like a branding moment.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I do the two. I love to look at a font. I love to look at a good, a well-designed logo.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So, okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the endorsement.
You have my full support.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you. Well, with this new confidence, I'll finish my story. I saw a cool design look on a series of mac and cheese, like boxed mac and cheeses. And I think it was, the brand is Goodles.
Goodles, like noodles, or Goodles, like you good.
We settled that. I was just saying, is that word the name of the brand?
Goodles, yes.
Okay. You keep trying to do Goodles.
Goodles, I like it. It sounds fun.
But why? Why Goodles, would you
like? Because they're noodles. They're good noodles. Oh, yeah, but I see.
If they're good noodles,
they're Goodles.
Just putting the G on instead of the N in noodles doesn't convey good.
You're right.
It conveys goo.
You're right. Goodles.
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 This is really Goodles' problem that we're trying to pick apart.
Yeah.
This is like when the companies tell you to recycle instead of them getting their shit together. Mm-hmm. Like, this is our, it's not our problem. It shouldn't be our problem sort out. It's Goodles' problem. They probably got people calling them Goodles all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably going to be some gross, like, euphemism that leads to if these guys get any bigger.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Oh, I'm coming up blank. You? What do you think?
No.
Nothing?
No. No. Maybe we should take comedy off of the label for this podcast. I don't know what we'd replace it with, though. Inspiration? Inspirational talk?
True crime.
It's about to be. So I liked the Goodles branding. God, am I still on that part of the story?
Yes.
I liked the Goodles branding, but was ready to take it at face value and just be like, oh, yeah, look at these guys. They're doing something. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this little unicorn of vegan Goodles.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, you got me calling it Goodles now. Oh, a vegan Goodles.
Yeah.
And I got it. I was like, my wife is going to be so proud of me. When I come home with this box of Goodles, vegan Goodles, and present it and say, hey, I got this for the pod. Let's try it. And I'm going to hold on to it so she doesn't squirrel it away to the little corner of the studio. And I set it down. And I said, you were busy. And then I saw you later and was like, hey, look at what I did. And you said, yeah, I got that too. You bought it too ages ago.
Yeah.
And
I saw it at Sprouts like a long time ago and bought it and put it in the pantry and forgot about it. But when I saw that you had bought it, I was like, oh, yeah. Hey, spoiler.
It's cool now.
It's cool now. Now we can eat it. I got it because I was like, this would be a good thing for a quick dinner. And then I never wanted to make it.
But then you went skating yet another. So this is the third of the skating instances that we've talked about on this podcast.
I think this was that Wednesday.
No, this was Monday.
Oh, yeah, I did go skating Monday. Yes.
So a unique skating story now.
Yeah, third one.
Yes, not the Christmas party.
No.
Not the sweet, creamy spot.
The creamy spot.
The drippy, creamy spot.
Oh, Dave.
That's where my Goodles go.
Oh, God. Got that comedy label back. Oh, honey, no.
No, this was the third skate of the week.
Yes.
The third skate so far.
Yeah, we're going backwards through time, really, because we went Thursday, Wednesday, Monday. Sure. But
okay.
So we had two boxes of the Goodles, and it's a good thing we did because one box serves two people.
Okay.
And so I made both boxes at the same time. And let me pull up my review because it has details.
If you leave your Goodles out too long, it creates a creamy spot. God. That's it.
There it is. Here's what I did. I like to put veggies in my mac and cheese. And for this one, I added some frozen spinach. And so because I was adding to the volume, when I made the cheese sauce, the cheese sauce calls for like 1.5 tablespoons of vegan butter. I did 4 tablespoons total. So an extra tablespoon of vegan butter across the two boxes worth of cheese sauce. So to make up some extra volume to sauce the spinach. It wasn't a ton of spinach, but it was what we had. So, but other than that extra tablespoon of butter, I made everything according to the directions. I boiled the noodles, drained but did not rinse, melted the butter and milk, it was just like making Kraft mac and cheese, though it's the method for making the cheese sauce.
So an extra tablespoon of butter on top of what did the recipe call for?
The recipe called for 1.5 tablespoons per packet. I used 2 tablespoons per packet. So just half a tablespoon, okay. Which is like 1.5
significant
teaspoons.
Though.
Just 1.5 teaspoons. That's not a ton.
It's an extra 25%.
I guess so.
That's significant.
Yeah. I was just trying. I guess I could have done more milk, but I thought that would make the sauce too thin. So I did extra butter.
I'm counting calories these days, and I had no idea that you had ticked up that recipe.
I apologize. But I did it to add veggies.
Okay.
So I made it. I mixed in the veggies. I sprinkled. We had a little bit of Daiya cheddar shreds left from something I'd made earlier in the week. So I sprinkled the remaining.
Wait, what?
What?
You added a different cheese to this too?
Just to the top.
Okay.
So that you could still taste the Goodles at the bottom. Okay. It was just on the top just a little bit.
I'm
so
just
that
recalibrating my take on Goodles as you're describing all of the ways that you hacked it.
And then I baked it.
Okay.
So I used it to make baked mac and cheese.
I don't know that this is a candidate for a review on our podcast at this point.
Yeah, because the cheese doesn't goo into the sauce. So if you get some without the orange cheese on top, you tasted it.
If you get your tweezers out and pluck out a piece from the middle bottom and review that. Go on.
Can I just dive into my review? First of all, very easy to make. You make the pasta. You drain but don't rinse. You make the sauce just like making Kraft mac and cheese, Kraft dinner. Cheese sauce.
Uh-huh.
It's like a powder. It's a white cheddar. And then you put the noodles back in. And then I just added some frozen spinach and baked it with a little bit of Daiya on top. Not a lot. Really a tiny, a lot less than I'd normally use. Dave's so upset. Anyway, y'all, it's freaking delicious. It was so, so good. I tasted it before I added the spinach. And the cheese sauce was just so good. That white cheddar flavor, oh, it was great. My only wish was that it was a little bit saucier. Mm. The sauce was just so good that I wished for more of it. But I did add the spinach, but it was truly like a cup of spinach in the whole pot. So not a ton. Anyway, delicious. I loved it. I thought this was great. I thought it was a nice option to have for like an easy meal too. Mm-hmm. I did buy my box so long ago that I don't remember how much it cost. Mm-hmm. And having to use two boxes to feed our family of three. Mm-hmm. And it did only feed our family of three.
There were leftovers.
There were.
But we tore into them.
Oh, y'all ate them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you remember if the box was it like in the $2 range and near $5?
Who are you asking?
I'll look it up. I'll get on that Target app and find out. So having to use two boxes might ding it from the budget-friendly angle. But for like to have it in the pantry for a quick meal.
Yeah.
Very nice. So $3.39. So it was
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
This day? This day?
This day?
This day? These days? That's the phrase.
These were great. I thought the noodles were great. I just really thought for a box mac and cheese, it blew me away. Dave, what were your thoughts? You and the kid ate them without me because I was skating.
We did because you were gone skating. It may be a surprise to the listener to know that I was not enthusiastic about recording today. It took me a minute to get into it and to you know, get to my usual bad vibe about it. But I was excited to talk about the Goodles mac and cheese because I was so excited. Because it was the best mac and cheese that I had had in memory. Not even recent memory, but like memory.
Wow.
And now I don't know how much of that I can attribute to Goodles.
I think you can attribute at least 80% of it.
You're
to
being
Goodles.
Humble.
No, I'm not.
You've been bitten by your hubris before, read 5 minutes ago, and now you're being too humble because you're like, I did a little of this and did a little of this. This is what your voice sounds like. I did a little of this, I did a little of this. But it's a significant amount of adjusting that you did. You just don't think of it that way because that's what you do.
Oh, well, I didn't. It's not like I was adding like garlic powder. Which
you added frozen spinach. You baked it. You baked it, honey.
I did bake it.
You put day of cheese on top of it. You put extra butter in it.
Yeah, I guess I did do a lot of stuff to it. Yeah,
I'm shaking four fingers at you now.
But if you
Gladiator 4 in theaters 2032.
If you do all that, that's like dinner. It's all in the pot. Yeah. Done.
I don't disagree. All I'm saying is that is not preparing Goodles the way that the box tells you to prepare Goodles. Like, I don't know if I can recommend Goodles. What I can say is that the pasta, which you, I was going to say what you did not mess with, but you put more butter in, was delicious. It was the best, like, box, like, I guess all pasta is box pasta. But, like, I thought it was really good. I thought it was a little small.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it made it more of a meal. Not like capital M meal, like a three-course meal, but it made it more mealy than I was expecting.
Because they were small pieces
they were
of
small.
Pasta.
Yeah.
I like the shape of the pasta, though. Little baby loose spirals.
But I thought it was really, really tasty. I thought the cheese sauce. I need to try it without the Becky Streepy treatment, though, I think.
Okay.
To be able to tell. Or I need Becky Streepy to prepare it without the Becky Streepy treatment. Like, I'm happy to prepare it myself, but I'm saying we don't have a clean sample.
Yeah.
So I can't really speak on it. I can just say that you made dinner and it was terrific, but that's like, duh, no shit. That you do that all the time. So like, I don't know. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good mac and cheese. You make a mac and cheese that I had to ask you to stop making. Not because it was bad, but because you were making it so much and I was so burnt out on mac and cheese.
Yeah, the kid is obsessed with mac and cheese. And so we were doing it every Friday night and then we had to stop.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 gladiators, what do you give the Becky Streepy variation on Goodall's box noodles?
10. I was very excited to eat more of this. I should have squirreled some away. I ate a small portion before I went skating. I don't like to eat a huge meal before I skate because if you've ever eaten a huge meal before exercising, it doesn't feel great. Like I get indigestion and stuff. It's not fun. So I ate a little bit and then I figured I'd eat some more like either that night when I got home, but then it turned out to be way too late. So I was like, ooh, lunch tomorrow. But then it was all gone.
Yeah, I didn't clean the pot though.
Yeah, you did. So. Thank you. That was a wonderful gift. Yeah. 10 out of 10. I thought it was incredible. I want to have them on hand to do that more for like when we need a quick meal. It was so easy. I mean, you don't have to bake it, and that cuts out like 20, 30 minutes of cooking time. But, you know, I like a baked mac and cheese. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to say 10 out of 10. I want to do the experiment right next time.
Okay.
But 10 out of 10, yeah.
I'll do a veggie on the side next time, and I won't bake it.
All right. I want to give you one more Ridley Scott movie.
Okay.
This is... Big hint here.
Okay.
We've already talked about it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Like, we've already talked about the franchise.
Gladiator 3.
No. They haven't even made 2 yet. 2's out next year.
Oh.
Okay, here's the hint.
Terminator.
No, James Cameron got... I'm doing a robot.
Mr. Robot? iRobot.
No. You have to describe to the listener what I'm doing.
He's doing gun motions and he's going around like James Bond with his gun. But I'm going to say Sherlock Bot. Now he's doing a magnifying glass. He's a detective. He's a robot detective with a gun. RoboCop?
Is RoboCop a detective?
No. Help me out. Oh, he's also got a sword? And he runs? This guy's busy. He's a sword runner. Blade Runner! Yay!
Okay. That's the franchise. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about one.
Blade Runner 2. I don't know what it's called. Somebody's in their car just screaming right now. 2049.
Yes, Blade Runner 2049. The sequel to Blade Runner.
Okay. This stuff's just not on my radar as much. I've let down the family once again.
I mean, this is in the world, though. Like, yeah. Blade Runner.
I got Blade Runner. 2049 was very specific.
RoboCop, a robot detective. Okay. We're going to have a snack?
Yes, we are. So I was at the Target with the kid. This was the day of the roller disco. One thing that we like to do, a lot of skating content in this episode.
A lot of Target content too.
Oh no, we were at Kroger.
Oh, okay, the other place?
We were going to go to Target and then we were like, Kroger might have more big snacks. So on the way, the roller disco was in Kennesaw, which is like a 30-minute drive from our house. And the thing about going to skate for 4 hours is that when you leave, you are hungry. And so we've sort of evolved into having this tradition of eating a million snacks in the car on the way home from skating. When we do things like the disco, that's like a long skate that we have a long drive home because we're not going to be... And we get home late, so I don't want to eat a snack when we get home. I want to shower and go to bed. Mm-hmm. So we snack in the car. And so we went shopping for car snacks. And while we were there, I was poking around and I saw that Kroger's Private Selection brand has truffles, and sometimes dark chocolate truffles were vegan. And so I checked and these were, and I was very exciting.
All right.
I was very exciting. No, so this is I was excited.
You are very exciting. This is the Kroger brand packaging that I do not like.
Yeah, me too.
This is Cracker Barrel adjacent packaging. It's too old timey, too trying to look fancy, but without fancy elements.
Yeah, to me, their Simple Truth is the fancy brand because it's very minimalist. Mm-hmm. It's very geometric.
It's too ornate.
Yeah, it is too ornate and too dark. Yeah. Like, it's very, like, black is their accent color. Mm-hmm. It's just dark. The packaging feels heavy.
I would say blue is the accent color here.
Well, I mean,
black is the dominant color.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither of us designers.
Yeah, no.
Some designer
designers
gave
get
this
at
podcast
us.
A shot and is like, they're so stupid.
Yeah, okay. Peace out, designer. Yeah. Anyway, let's eat this.
Okay.
I was very excited to eat it.
You haven't had it yet?
No, I haven't opened them.
Why didn't we talk about the trees I found at the Whole Foods?
Oh, we'll talk about those next week.
'Tis the season, though.
Oh, you want to do a quick sidebar?
No, we'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
Will that release in time?
Mm-hmm. 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 All right. So these are individually wrapped, which I'm surprised
by.
It's
your favorite thing.
And don't love. They're little 2-bite cubes, and they are coated in chocolate.
Harder than I was expecting.
I can't tell much difference between the texture of the chocolate coating outside and the filling inside.
Yeah, you get there. Give yourself a few more bites. You get
there.
Oh. Yeah. I was right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It starts to melt.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
I was going to say.
We reviewed the Whole Foods brand truffles, which are, not all of them are vegan, but their dark chocolate ones are also accidentally vegan. Mm-hmm. And I feel like these are more truffly because of the chocolate dippedness. Those are like little lumps of butter almost with chocolate in them. And these have a better texture.
Yeah.
And I'm into them.
I'm not wild about them at first because it just feels like you're eating a big block of chocolate. Mm-hmm. But where it lands is real, real good.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as what I got from Whole Foods a couple of weeks ago, which is not this. I'm talking about the trees. So stay tuned for that. Come back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Come or just DM me and I'll tell you what it is and where to get it. And you can skip the listen. It's fine. I got a voice message from a potential bot. Potential bot as before, the one who asked why a woman's hand was in the picture.
Let's hear it.
If I click an audio sound, is it going to hack me?
Can I see it?
It's only 5 seconds long, too, so I bet it's somebody going, ew, or something, you know?
Can I see it?
I'm pulling it up.
Oh, I thought you were already looking at it.
I'm pulling it up. There, it's that.
No, that should be fine.
I haven't heard it either.
Oh, boy.
Whenever I send you messages and then you saw this, but why don't you reply to me?
Oh, yeah. They get upset.
Yeah, they're mad that you're not
replying.
They're
upset that I'm not engaging with them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ask me a question about the pod, and I'll happily get back to you.
Yeah.
One ampersand asterisk, Alyssa, hashtag question mark.
That's right.
Got a real letter?
Carolina writes, would 100% pay to hear Clownin' Around if Dave sings the theme song, but no angry arguing, please. And Becky, thank you for your thoughtful editing. Loving the flirty vibes in this episode. Oh, you're going to hate this episode then, Carolina. We do apologize. Yeah, Dave, I'm in the same boat. I think that if you make a theme song.
If I do a theme song for Clowning Around and we do a second podcast called Clowning Around that's just us clowning around.
When we don't have time to do our first podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
If people want to pay us like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Bad podcast.
Yeah, I would make time during my paid working hours to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for money. Like, you can tell me what to make the podcast about, and I'll do that if the money's good enough.
Sure.
Thanks, Carolina.
Yeah, thank you, Carolina.
I'm glad you would listen. I appreciate thoughtful editing. I don't understand why me encouraging you to not work so hard is reflecting poorly on me. Like, I'm the villain because I'm encouraging you to be easier on yourself and the podcast and the work involved in the podcast. And I do want to say, as a side issue,
yeah,
if you're going to do the editing, you got to connect the dots that the title of the episode was something that you edited out.
Yes, that's true.
I would argue.
Yes.
That's the opposite of thoughtful.
I can't think of what the opposite of thoughtful would be.
It would be thoughtless.
That doesn't seem right.
Without thought.
I'll have to think on that.
Okay. It's not like you thought about it and then didn't do it.
Yeah.
That would be malicious.
Right. It wasn't malicious.
Right. You just didn't think of it.
Didn't think of it. Didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carolina, thank you for the letter. If you would like to write us a letter, write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs on Instagram. That's talkingtofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to everyone.
You sure do.
And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading your 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. It's true.
It's true.
And one last thing you can do to support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tea, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our Tee Public shop. That's teepublic.com/talkin-tofu.
I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
Yeah.
There might be some new shirts popping up on that site soon.
Ooh, baby. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including that mac and cheese that Dave mentioned, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Lion Leader everywhere, and Lion Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.